question that was directed at you. I think it's a good thing in general to have other people review the terms of a very, very important contract. Just because they can catch things that one individual might not be able to catch. So I think it is for our protection. In the past, we had an attorney on there. I think Sam was on there as a small, I can't remember who else was on there. I know Andy Wolf was on there. The point is to vet this to make sure that the contract is acceptable to us. And so I think it is worth having. And really, we should be doing this in enough time that it doesn't produce a significant delay.
Star Child?
Yep, well, you have to stand toe-to-toe with Diana on this one, but next to her rather than facing her, I think those are very well-taken comments. I'd like to see more LNC oversight and involvement with this kind of thing, not less. I don't know why Mark would think this was directed only specifically at him. It was certainly something I would have supported at that time if I'd been on the committee. With regard to who was chair, it wouldn't have mattered to me at all. I think it's just a good policy.
Mr. Chair.
The funny thing for me is that the only portion of the Employee Policy and Compensation Committee that I think is necessary is the one you want to get rid of. And the first sentence is like, yeah, show me all the policies and documents and procedures that that committee produced for staff.
I think they did last year.
Well, I don't know where they are because they're not part of, you know, the procedures and policies I have there. In my opinion, the executive director's job is to be the executive director. That's the part that I wish was gone. But this part, somebody has to review contracts that I sign. I'm okay if it's the executive committee. I prefer it not be the entire LNC for one simple reason. I'll be calling special meetings and you'll be hating me.
And that's been one.
But I'm okay with this as it is because I get to pick the three people that review it.
But sticking your ass out of the fire.
Oh, well, yeah, but
all right, you
but EC would be better because I don't pay them.
Dr. Lark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a former inhabitant of the big chair, I actually think that this is an appropriate thing to keep there. I would also note that one of the big complaints that has of the last 20 years was when one national chair hired a national director, there was a particular aspect of that national director's employment compensation that subsequently became a non-trivial issue. And so I think having EPCC review is a useful thing to have.
Mr. Chairman, time.
Call a question.
Move to extend for 5 minutes.
Objection.
We have objection to extension for 5 minutes, so we'll go to a vote. All those in favor of extending for 5 minutes, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
Rule that it fails. We'll move on. Is there a motion on the floor here?
Yes.
Yes.
Call the question. There's a motion on the floor.
Well, the motion is to eliminate that one sentence.
That's right. So that's the substance of this is right. Mr. Hinkle's motion. So we're all clear on what we're voting on. Mm-hmm. Is there any objection to this?
Yes.
Out there with Mr. Blau, take over.
This is going to be a roll call vote, and because this is an amendment to Article 2, it requires either a majority vote with previous notice or without notice, a two-thirds vote, or a majority of the entire membership.
Let's not go through this again. We just went through this a second ago. Y'all can't remember no longer than that. We all need to go home.
Well, send me home.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with Star Child.
I had some feeling you were going to pick me. I don't know why.
you're free to pass.
No, that's fine. I don't mind. It's political, the order, it seems like, so you think about it. I will vote no.
Okay. Mr. Vora.
No.
Mrs. Bisig?
No.
Dr. Lark?
Aye.
Mr. Hinkle?
Why not?
It's your motion. Mr. Cloud?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
No.
Mr. Goldstein?
No.
Mr. Johnson?
No.
We got a no out of Mr. Johnson. Mr. Hagan?
No.
Mr. Reitz?
No.
Would the chair be voting at this time?
Yes. And the chair will be voting no.
Okay. I'll vote no. Mr. Olson?
Nay.
Ms. Kirkland?
Abstain.
Dr. Lieberman?
Pass.
Mr. Tommaso?
No.
Mr. Redpath?
No.
And Dr. Lieberman again?
Abstain.
Abstain. I count two yeses, 14 noes, and two abstentions.
I would say that fails. We're out of time on this item. I guess we'll move on to awards.
You want to head over to me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right, the next item on the agenda was request to populate the awards committee. And this is your opportunity to volunteer, because I get to choose from volunteers and I get to draft people otherwise. And I will, for the record, state that I've had one volunteer prior to this point, Mr. Kevin Nedler. And I did accept that.
Remember this, Mr. Chairman, point of order, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Nedler is already on the committee.
I'm saying prior to this point, he had volunteered and I put him on the committee.
We elected him at the Las Vegas.
According to the procedures, in the policy manual, it says volunteers or LNC chair volunteers do not emerge.
You're correct, sir, but we actually had an election in Las Vegas.
The Vegas election.
So you had an election where the chair gets to accept volunteers?
No,
we had an election.
We elected the awards committee.
Overrode the policy.
Yeah, you overrode the policy manual to do that.
We never liked it.
Well, like you're the only one.
Mr. Chairman, pardon me, Mr. Chairman, there were multiple volunteers.
Yeah.
So you very sensibly said, let's put this to the body.
Oh, well, cool. How noble of you.
Mr. Chairman, when I realized that with Ms. Bennett's resignation from the LNC, it took me a moment to realize that because we already had two people who were not members of the LNC, we would need, and I asked Mr. Redpath if he would, as a former award winner, a Jefferson Award winner, if he would be willing to do it. He also participated in the group that helped establish the initial Champions of Liberty, and he very graciously said yes, he would. So,
does this body object to me allowing Mr. Redpath to volunteer for the position? So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Redpath.
What just happened? Nobody objects to you allowing Bill to volunteer.
Nothing happened.
I thought Lee was going to object.
Okay.
I see nothing else on the agenda except for the closing ceremony. Is that correct? Then we'll move on to, are there any announcements? Yes.
Have we picked the place of our next?
Well, yes, we have.
Do you want to discuss future meetings beyond that?
Well, I didn't put it on the agenda because I don't see the need to discuss at this meeting what we're going to be doing in November.
All right.
Because I thought that I would, this is one of the things that at the very wise recommendation of Mr. Redpath, that where we go and when we meet are the kind of things we can discuss on the group, do mail ballot, have lots of input and back and forth without taking up meeting time. Yep. So that's what I'm hoping to keep doing. I think it worked well. Thank you, Bill, for that brilliant suggestion. Keep them coming, okay? So that's really where we're at. So, announcements?
No, point of information. How much time have we spent this weekend thanking each other people?
According to me, 48, 59, 69, 95,
117
seconds.
Is that under budget?
That would be less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'd like to
Dr.
thank
Ark.
Tim for yes. Requesting that.
I think totally.
122
seconds.
Excuse me, Mr.
Dr.
Chair, that's a thankless job.
Dr. Ark.
Well, I hesitate to open my mouth. I'll break through the hesitation. I'd like for the LNC to thank the Libertarian Party of Chicago, the Libertarian Party of Illinois, and all of the members of our gallery for their tremendous
Point of information?
Point of information, sir.
We're on for Vegas on the 14th mm-hmm. of July, Sunday, July 14th. That's definitely on at Caesar's Palace, correct?
I think it's
the,
2 days.
It is, I'll say this. If this. Would you like to address the body at this point?
Yes. First of all, my apologies for not getting information to this board in a quick manner. Tammy had to go, who's with Freedom Fest, had a family emergency or something, had to leave the country. She is back early next week. They do have us on their things to do list, and will get us a discount code. I'm hoping we could settle everything by the end of next week once Tammy catches up. And they really do apologize for the delay, but we'll have the a discount code so the early
You're not answering his question.
Rate will be extended. Secondly, I'm working with Chairman Neal on the actual physical location of the meeting.
You're still not answering his question, Robert.
Which question is it? He's not answering.
The question is, are we 1,000,000% certain that we are meeting on July 14th
in Las Vegas, yes.
And possibly the 15th. I mean, you know, I know there's a lot of chatter about, well, we'll have a one-day meeting. Well, Rome wasn't built in a day.
I'm not convinced this body's capable of a one-day meeting.
Okay.
And I'd love to do a one meeting, but I'm not convinced we're capable of it. But we are meeting. We are scheduled for 14th and 15th in Las Vegas. The exact where the meeting space will be, not yet specific, but it will be really close to Caesar's Palace.
Mr. Chairman, although...
Yes,
sir. Mr. Chairman, even though this may contradict what you just thanked me for... I was wondering, since we're all together here, maybe we could look at our planners for November and December, and maybe, oh, please, maybe we could come to an agreement as to what weekend might work, and we could all set it aside and block it in, and mm-hmm. would that be possible?
For me, I'd have to do research I haven't done in order to know what my schedule is. That far ahead of
schedule. Okay, very good. Thank you.
That's
all right,
8 months away for me.
That's fine.
So I don't have to have a baby.
Mr. Blum, I actually do have an announcement.
Oh, yes.
You're all going to hate me for making it.
There's good. A vote.
I'm going to announce the alternates for the various committees. Okay. So what I have, let's see, which was the first one, credentials. I have Mr. Johnson as the first alternate because he withdrew from the runoff, followed by Mr. Lieberman and Mr. Bowers. And I did double check that, so that's fine. For bylaws, I have Mr. Starr, Mr. Monteleone, and Mr. Burns as the three alternates there. And on platform, I have Mr. Smith, Starchild, and a three-way tie for the third alternate. Mr. Barber, Mr. Horn, and Mr. Katz are all tied for that third spot. So there are all sorts of people who would like to make motions. I'm not the chair.
I know, but I'm writing something down here for
myself. Oh, all right. I think I saw Mr. Wiener first.
All right, then. Thank you.
And that last one was the bylaws, you said?
That was platform.
The last one was platform.
Yes.
The only case where we do not have a clear top three is for the platform.
Yes.
Okay. In that case, I move that we limit the alternates to two for the platform.
Second.
Yeah.
Call a question.
Is there objection to moving to a vote at this time on the motion that was quickly made, seconded, approved, and called? Is there any objection to declaring that we will only have, at this time, we'll only have two numbered alternates for the platform committee? Hearing none, so ordered. Now, is there any other reason that we shouldn't move on to announcements?
We're doing an announcement.
We did announce.
We did announce.
Yes, the public comment.
I have a question. We have three hands for, okay, you have a question, Mr. Olson?
Yes, yes. Is it decided that it's going to be 2 days in Las Vegas?
At this point, it is 2 days.
Thank you.
That was my question.
You were sitting there when we talked about that.
That was the motion, I believe, that was passed. It was for 2 days. Mr. Hinkle?
Okay, I don't know if it's a leftover from last year or they redid it again, but it sounds like several of us have contacted Freedom Fest, but if you go to freedomfest.com/LP, the website's there.
Excellent. Thank you for the information. That counts as an announcement. So then we'll move on to the last item on the agenda, which is our opportunity for public comment. I'm surprised anyone from the gallery can stand and say anything you want to us.
I just want to thank you again for coming to Chicago. I thought that, you know, this would never happen.
What, the meeting would end?
My doubts too.
Chicago's got 3 million potential libertarians. The rest of the state's got about 7. So we will be focusing on, you know, getting them plugged in the next couple of years and taking over the state for 2020 or however that goes, as far as if we get lucky, you know, as far as the election cycle. So we will be focusing like a laser to build the libertarian name and help.
Excellent. Other announcements? Would you like to make the public?
Laser stone comment.
What are you raising your hand for?
You'll find out when you call me.
I just called.
Okay, I move to adjourn.
No, public comment.
We just did public announcements.
Public comment.
I believe a move to adjourn is not debatable.
And it's always in order. So don't tell me no.
It fails for lack of a second.
Second.
Are there? I didn't hear a second. Are there additional members of the gallery that would like to address us?
All right.
Well, please, could you state your name, please?
Yeah, Chris Leshock. I work with Polly out of Independent Political Report at NPR. That's what we were doing this weekend. I'm 17. I'll be voting next year, and I'll probably register libertarian and vote for the whole Illinois slate of LP candidates for statewide offices, if there is one. So it was nice meeting some of you and being here, and good luck with the future LP effort. So.
Could you spell your name and give your state?
Come over or write it down so that we can continue.
Better write it down.
Any other public comments? Ms. Howell, you wanted to? Sorry?
Just a quick question. Very quick. Have a quick show of hands. How many people want to stay and play Who's Driving this afternoon? So I can get rough numbers. Okay, we'll meet right after this to make a plan. Thank you.
Now,
any other public comments? Did you have something?
But I realized in my Region 7 report, it's in the written report, but people don't read it, that the executive director of Louisiana, Wendy Adams, is interested in having the national convention in New Orleans sometime.
I got you. Okay.
As soon as Satan joins the party, we'll go down there.
Mr. Cloud.
I move to adjourn and we'll accept a second.
Second.
Is there any objection to adjourning at this time?
No, but I'm going to abstain this time.
hearing none. I didn't hear that. We are adjourned. Thank you.